Warning! This video may contain foul language, discussion of sex, prostitutes, and other adult topics that might make some people squeamish. If you can't handle this, leave now, but don't bitch to me. Enjoy. Hey, I'm Scott and I'm an American in Bangkok. The dumbest question of the day comes from a guy named Drew Pierner, who sent this question to me yesterday. Hey, is it true that the military established martial law? Now, since this chowderhead was unable to turn on the TV or take a look on the internet for himself, I sent him a link to let me Google that for you. It's www.lmgtfy.com. I mean, has it come to this where guys are so lazy that they can't even type in the letter? They can type to me, but they want to make sure they get the answer immediately instead of trying to go through Google and maybe not getting the answer they want in the very first time they type in their question, which for sure all they had to do was type in the BBC or CNN or I don't get it. Anyway, now getting to the subject at hand, there seems to be a dispute as to whether or not one can live comfortably off $500 a month. Is it really possible to live off $500 a month? Is it possible? Yes, most definitely. Thais do it all the time. Some foreigners do it. It is definitely possible. However, that said, if I really wanted, could go sleep on the street, go sleep in a park somewhere, and forage for food in a garbage can or behind a restaurant or wherever. It's not a matter of really is it enough. I think that's how it breaks down to, because for some people it is enough. And they're comfortable, at least they think they're comfortable, and maybe they've been doing it for a while. However, there are a few things that I should say. Let's see here. Most foreigners that come to Thailand, if they come and they're living off $500 a month, it's because they have to. It's because they have no other choice. It's because that's not going to cut it for them in Europe or in the United States or wherever, and they get enough out of their money that they are able to at least have a place to live, to eat, and to be somewhat comfortable. Now, that said, you know, my wife has said to me before about how she and some of her friends, they lived in places that were apartments that were 1,000 baht a month. 2,000 baht a month, and they shared the expenses. That's fine, okay? But listen, if you're 18 years old, 20 years old, and you come over and you want to teach English for a couple of years, you want to volunteer and help kids or something like that, of course, you can live off next to nothing as long as you have a place to live and you're getting food every day. You can live off of peanuts. You got no bills, you got nothing to pay for, you got very few responsibilities. But in the long term, there is a reason why Thais often say that what they earn is not nearly enough. Yesterday I had a conversation with a taxi driver, and he said to me that he earned 10,000 baht a month, approximately 10,000 baht a month. His wife earned approximately 8,000 baht a month. Together, they earned about 18,000 baht a month. Now, I said to him, isn't that enough? He said, no, I got two kids and one is in university. He said, I have no money. I am poor. Now, I can't say this surprised me. If you are single, or you have nobody to take care of, you're not in a family, that happens sometimes. Every morning, somebody's got to drive by and sell their wares. You know, everybody needs money. So, anyway, getting back to the video, of course, he said, no, I can't live off of it. I have no money. That's what he said to me. And numerous people tell me that. And there is a reason why Thais are always saying, I don't earn enough money. They earn 10 or 15 or even 20,000 baht a month, and they don't have enough. Because eventually, most people, their lives have a progression. When they're young, they're hanging out, they have very few bills, they have very few things to consider. As they get older, they want to save for a house, they want to buy for a house, they have children. Their children, like mine, need to go to school, so you've got to pay for it. My kids are in a private school, that costs money. Now, I got a message, or rather a comment from another guy, and he wrote to me, Sawat di kap kun sagat. Thank you, Sagat, for this particular post. I was a member of Beep, I'm not going to say the site, and was booted off for posting on the blog about just how far $500 per month actually goes in Thailand. I was told I was far too honest and he was losing members because of my honesty, but I felt he was deceiving people that they could have a great retirement on a budget. Yes, of course you can survive on $500 a month. There were some members, though, on this site that were packing up and moving to Thailand on his advice without ever going to Thailand for a holiday, which is foolish. And your advice for people to do extended stays of 3, 6, or 12 months, I think is spot on. As you say, common sense. Seems to me it's very rare, this common sense. Ha 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 ha. Thanks again, Scott, for keeping it real. Now, I have to say that I have another message. I have many, many messages about this, but one of the other ones that I chose was from a guy named LJB, and he says, Scott, I am LJ, an American living in Thailand. I am not in full agreement with some of this. I am in Sakhon Nakhon, and it is cheaper than in Bangkok. I stay there 2 years. Okay, yeah, if you're staying in a village, it is going to be cheaper. I can't say, you're not going to save 50% or anything like that, but you may save 25, 30% in some things, and you may pay more on some items. It may cost you more to have to go to a place to be able to get the things that you want. However, he goes over his own budget. He says, 3,000 baht for rent, no air conditioning, a fan, but it's not so bad here. Electricity, 650 baht, water, 200 baht, food, about 150 baht a day, beer, about 110 baht a day, gas for my motorcycle, it's a 400cc, about 600 baht a month, 12,200 baht, it can be done. Now, that's about $500 is about currently 16,000 baht. That leaves him approximately 3,800 baht for savings, spending, and emergencies, not to mention if he wants to travel to the United States once in a while. He also did not give the type of visa that he had. I'm going to assume that it's a retirement visa, so that means an extension of stay is very cheap. It's only 1,900 baht, which doesn't add much to your budget every month. However, there's no medical insurance included, and he's riding on a motorcycle. He didn't mention any motorcycle insurance either, and there's nothing included in his budget for medicine. Generally, the older someone gets, the more medical care and medicine that they need. Even if it's a little bit, that's going to add to the budget. There's no money for anything like a dentist. And like I said, there's no spending money. Now, maybe he doesn't, I don't know what the guy does all day. Maybe he just tinkers around the house all day and does nothing. For me, that's boring. I need to be able to go places. I need to be able to do anything. And this is the thing. Now, are you existing or are you really truly living? It depends on what a person needs. I'm not going to say that you can't do it. I've never said that you can't live off $500 a month. What I do say, however, is that most people want more out of their lives than to just stay at home and do nothing, or to travel once in a while on a little 500 baht bus ride, stay in some 300 baht a night hotel. In other words, it's about what you need and what you want. Now, I've stayed in dirt cheap places, places that were 200-300 baht a night, and I've also stayed in places that were 5-star, 4-star, and it really just depends on if I had the money, what was required of my stay. I mean, when I was involved in boxing, generally the people who are in a convention or who are dealing with fighters and they've got a show are either put up by the promoter or they decide to stay in a certain place because all the people are in that one hotel or maybe two hotels. So unless you want to be the odd man out and you want to be traveling back and forth to the hotel, then you've got to pay for it. So that's neither here nor there. Now, the bottom line is this. I've got several other people. I'm going to go over this. This is three parts, this series. And I will say it again, so no one is unclear. It is possible to live here off $500 a month. However, you have very little buffer. You have very little room for error or for an emergency. You have very little room to go and buy anything expensive. If your TV goes out, you got to go buy a new TV. Okay, you can go buy a little piece of junk for 500 or 1,000 baht, or you can buy a decent TV. Listen, I'm not saying that you got to go and buy a Rolex watch. I got a bunch of crap from people before. Just saying that instead of buying a little 10 or 20 or $5 watch off the street, that someone should go get a Casio watch or something, a Timex or something like that, that is a couple thousand baht. And the thing is, I've looked at the prices of Casio watches and they range anywhere from the dirt cheap ones are $40, $50 all the way up to $2,000. Now, I'm not saying that someone needs a $2,000 watch. That is a want. If you want to buy that, if you feel you have the money for that, that's a different story. However, I personally do not want to go and buy all my clothes from a street vendor where all my clothes say Red Bull, Singha, and that's just me. I don't want that. You can say whatever you want, but I think that $500 a month, you have to remember something. $500 anywhere in the world is still $500. It doesn't say, oh, well, now you're in Cambodia, so you have a lot more money. It doesn't mean that, oh, you're in Indonesia, so now that $500, whoo, yeah, you can do all kinds of things. What it means is your standard of living may change a little bit with that $500. What you can do with the $500, it may or may not be different. You may get more, you may get less. If you're going to Tokyo, 500 bucks, you know, it may only last a day or two. I've been to Tokyo. I stayed in an $80 a night hotel. I spent about $125 a day, and that was for my train to get around and for food. And a lot of times I ate right out of one of the vending machines, or I got something to drink out of the vending machine, or I went into a grocery store or a convenience store. And even then, it wasn't cheap. You know, you figure $125, $150 a day. So let's say that gives you 3 or 4 days in Tokyo. You're going to get more time in Thailand for that, obviously. However, if you need to buy something like a car, like an airline ticket, any item, a TV, a computer, a camera, if you need to buy any of these items, even coffee in some places, when you go to, say, Starbucks, now I'm not saying everybody has to go to Starbucks, I'm not saying that, but it's an example. If you go to Starbucks, the coffee is similarly priced around the world. If you want a television set made by Sony, that Sony is going to be expensive. If you go and buy a Fuji or a Nikon camera, that camera is going to be expensive. You're not going to get any more with that $500 in Thailand than you will get in America. So until the next episode, I'm Scott. I'm an American in Bangkok. Chok di la jerk and ma.